deal of an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Yes, that is some sound advice. And remember, we can actually vote on that issue and make it legal this November. That is, if you are registered to vote, which is another thing you should do if you live in this area being WMFO in Medford. My name is Chuck, and it's time for Walk Sign Is On.
Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On.
Welcome, my sheep, to the Easter service from the Blood Church of the Audio God.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer!
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
You know, I gotta love technology sometimes. The CD's playing, and I'm tracking it. There it is.
Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over.
Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not that tight.
Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night. Say it in the Bible, tells the story. It makes the details sound real gory about what to do if the geeks over there don't believe in the book you got over here. You can't run a race without no fee. Pretty soon there won't be no street. The dummies to jog on, the dog is to dog on. Religious fanatics can make it be all gone. It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. Run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in.
for souvenirs to ears. Not his, not hers, but what the hey? The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says revenge is for the Crusades. Whips and chains and hand grenades. To arms, have another and another. Our God says, there ain't no other. Our God says, it's all okay. Our God says, this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. So, verily we must chop with them up and stomp with them down. Or rent a nice French bomb to poof them out of existence. While leaving their real estate just where we need it, to use again for temples in which to praise our God. Oh yeah, cause he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant, with white hair and a brown suit and a blonde wife who takes phone calls, tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Cause if we don't do it, we ain't flying up to heaven or Orange County. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can't use theirs, it's all lies, gotta use mine. Ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here. And in the book it says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb. And maybe even a little ugly on the side.
You get the idea of tonight's theme? Crucifixion's on my mind tonight. And here's the Funky Nixons with I Want to Smoke a Joint with Jesus on WMFO in Medford. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants and not necessarily WMFO, Tufts University, or WMFO staff and management.
Yeah. El gran sabor.
El gran sabor.
El gran sabor.
Are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed, but they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blade. With the speed of insanity, then he died. In the green fields a-turning, baby is born. His cries crease the wind, mingle with the morn, an assault upon the order, the changing of the guard, chosen for a challenge that is hopelessly hard, and the only single sign is the sighing of the stars, but to the silence of distance they are sworn. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Images of innocence charging to go on, but the decadence destiny is looking far upon. To a nightmare of knowledge he opens up the gate, finding revelation is laid upon his plate, that beneath the greatest love is a hurricane of hate, and God help the critic of the dawn. So he stands on the sea and he shouts to the shore, but the louder that he screams, the longer he's ignored. For the wine of oblivion is drunk to the dregs, and the merchants of the masses almost have to be begged, till the giant is aware someone's pulling at his leg, and someone is tapping at door. To dance, 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 teach us to be true. Then his message gathers meaning and it spreads across the land. The rewarding of his fame is the qualifying of the man. But ignorance is everywhere and people have their way. Success is an enemy to the losers of the day. In the shadows of churches, who knows what they pray? For blood is the language of man.
God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Thank you.
life is crushed into a lie. The gentle soul is ripped apart and tossed into the fire. First a smile of rejection at the nearness of the night. Truth becomes a tragedy, limping from the light. All the heavens are horrified, they stagger from the sight as the cross is trembling with desire.
My God! My God! Why have you forgotten me?
Such a hero of the game. But you know, I predicted it, I knew he had to fall. How did it happen? I hope his suffering was small. Tell me every detail, for I've got to know it all. And do you have a picture of any? So dance, 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 teach to be true. Go dance, 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 cause we love you.
Begun to wander, gonna journey to Jerusalem, toss my crown into the ring, gonna turn some tables over, rest the world upon my shoulders. I can tell the time has come for me to sing. Yes, treason, it's the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up, rise up, rise up against Rome. Yes, treason is the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up against Rome. I found that I could raise the dead and barely even turn their heads. The mass is so distracted by the things they can't afford. You lost sheep are like lambs to slaughter, galley slaves and cannon fodder. Rise up and turn your plowshares into swords. Yes, treason is the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up, rise up, rise up against Rome. Yes, treason is the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up against Rome. still our planet grieving? Can you hear her restless breathing? Is it not clear she's grown weary of the havoc you have wrought? That myth about a bloody moon, that rugged cross, my empty tomb. Sacred symbols of the very things we've lost. Yes, treason is the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up, rise up, rise up against Rome. Yes, treason, it's the reason behind this Easter season. Rise up against Rome. Rise up.
Light your faith, and you can light the world. Set fire to the church of your choice.
Well, I'm he told me how he did. He sat right, I mean, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10 and get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and he tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're well over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
I was a Catholic, at least until I reached the age of reason, okay? So, I was a Catholic for about two and a half years, something like that. And during that time, one of the things they told us was that if a boy or a man went into a church, he had to remove his hat in order to honor the presence of God. But they had already told me that God was everywhere. So I used to wonder, well, if God is everywhere, why would you even own a hat? Why not show your respect? Don't even buy a hat. And just to confuse things further, they told the women exactly the opposite. Catholic women and girls had to cover their heads when they went into church. Same as in certain temples, Jewish men have to cover their heads in those temples. In those same temples, Jewish women not allowed to cover their heads. So try to figure this shit out. Catholic men and Jewish women, no hats. Catholic women and Jewish men, hats. Somebody's got the whole thing totally fucking backwards, don't you think? If people want to say God bless America, that's their business. I don't care. But here's what I don't understand. If they say God bless America, presumably they believe in God. And if they do, they must have heard God loved everyone. That's what he said. He loved everyone and he loved them equally. So why would these people ask God to do something that went against his own teachings? You know what these God bless America people ought to do? They ought to check with that Jesus fellow they're so crazy about. They're always talking about what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? They don't want to know so they can do it. They just want to know so they can tell other people to do it. Well, I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. He would have got up on the top of the Empire State Building and said, God bless everyone around the world forever and ever till the end of time. That's what Jesus would have done. And that's what these people should do. Or else they should admit that God bless America is really just some sort of an empty slogan with no real meaning except for something vague like good luck. Good luck, America. You're on your own. Which is a little bit closer to the truth.
I've seen you in the markets, I've seen you in the streets, and at your political conventions. Talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mine. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I've seen you on the TV and on the battleships. I've seen you in the house on the hill. And I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground. While halfway around the world, your explosives smash the buildings. If you could only hear the sound. But maybe Jesus would sell landmines and turn on his electric chair. Maybe Jesus would show no compassion for his enemies in the lands way over there. Maybe Jesus would have flown the planes that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I hear you shout with confidence as you praise the Lord and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword and the time when your reckoning is here. I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to raise the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. Who would Jesus bomb? Jesus bomb. Who would Jesus bomb?
God and religion is clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled
thesis
about
of
God?
How we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
When do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm laying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God. Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions, that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Kant said, one natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has, my own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Berkeley would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true, but
no,
that's
every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go, but minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observation of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we've got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out...
Thy kingdom come to every nation, thy will be done in everything we do. Lord, lead us now into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you. Send us forth to be of service, to build the schools, to dig the well and deliver us from the creepy preachers with their narrow minds and very wide lapels.
Thy kingdom come to every nation, thy will be done in everything we do. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you. Lord, send us forth to bring compassion to every corner. From high school, as if they practice what they preach.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come to every nation. Thy will be done in everything we do.
Lord, lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you.
Yes, we are praying tonight. Susan Werner from her album, The Gospel Truth. That was her rendition of the prayer, Our Father. Before that, we heard from Negative Land with a thing called God and Religion from It's All in Your Head, 2007 live recording from the Middle East. David Rovix did Who Would Jesus Bomb? Interesting question. We also heard some comments from George Collin on God Bless America and religion. Jello Biafra and Roger Nixon did Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? And then we had the Plastic Sushi sound collage remix there of 10th Planet and some Christian Preachers done by Ed Buchard of Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme. Heard every Friday evening here on this station from 8 to 10. A little drop-in from National Lampoon, too, with Light Your Faith and You Can Light the World. We also heard from Grant Peoples and the People's Republic, their new CD, Congress of Treason. We heard Treason is the Reason this Easter season. Wow, quite a lengthy set. And we heard two versions of The Crucifixion from Phil Oakes and the Broadway cast of Jesus Christ Superstar. The folks behind me right now praying to their God, Marijuana. And we're on this crucifixion theme for another 16 minutes. Stay tuned. Damien Phone Redford.
Everyone's trying to justify where they're at. Me, you, you, me, all of us just trying to be free. Now the clock says it's time. Tick tock, tick. God is a schizophrenic. Today you do this, tomorrow you do that. God and devil, they're both in you. Everything's been done. Coming from who? morning and night, woman and man, rich and poor, trying to be one, wondering what is sin. Time steps in. Tick tock tick, guns are schizophrenic. Check this out, without a doubt. Today things are bad, tomorrow you're sad. Going through many changes in a very short time. Poverty is still linked with crime. Now the clock moves again, who's the answer, who's the blame? Tick tock tick, guns are schizophrenic. Out there, I know you might not like what you hear. God in the sky, come down to die. God in the sky, a universal lie. You out there saying this, saying that, still don't know just where it's at. Rich and poor, the clock moves again. Tick tock tick, God is a schizophrenic.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's 4 weeks since my last confession. What are you doing to my kids?
Yes.
Oh, dear God. You get the theme for tonight's show. We're winding down, though. Ryan's in. He's going to be doing his first radio show ever here at WMFO, and he's filling in for Belinda. Belinda of Bubbles in the Think Tank fame will be away this week, so sorry about that. She has quite the creative show. Very funny thing that she does every week, but she's not here this week, so you have to tune into her next week. In the meantime, Ryan will keep you entertained. I've got just a couple more things coming your way. Here is a woman, Jo Carroll Pierce, who asks the question, does God have us by the twat or what? I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say that on the air, but I just did, didn't I? And that word is not one of the seven words that are in George Collins' piece, so I guess it's okay. Well, we'll let her take that out, and then we'll hear a brief comment from Dave Van Ronk about today, and then we'll go out with a Monty Python piece and turn it over to Ryan. So stay tuned to WMFO in Medford, your free of form radio station.
Flipping like pancakes on my own greasy griddle. Like Parthenogenesis, I split it down the middle. I broke my yolk, I shattered my shell. I bet they got a call into the mental hospital. Mother Mary, won't you meet me at the laundromat? So we can clean up these questions I have to ask. Is my heavenly father a crackpot or not? Does God have us by the twat or what? I'm prowling like a panther through the shadows in my bed. Flipping that selector through the channels in my head. I'm off on a safari, I have blown a fuse. I got electronic animals loose in my room. Mother Mary, won't you meet me down at the zoo? We got some phylogenetic talking to do. Won't you tell me what the deal is and what it's not? Does God have us by the twat or what? Mother Mary's gonna meet me down by the river. I got these questions to ask her, these burdens. Is there sugar daddy, a robber, or a cop? Does God have us by the twat or what? Talk to me, tell me something. Say something positive, please. I think he does.
Was that what
you see, yesterday was Good Friday. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and today is So-So Saturday.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that he put the...
Boy, I hate that religious crap so bad.
Oh, there you are! I might have known it would end up like this. To think of all the love and affection I've wasted on you. Well, if that's how you treat your poor old mother in the autumn years of her life, all I can say is...
Go ahead, be crucified. See you in my care. I might have known. Mom! All young people, it's been now. I don't know what the world's come to. Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just push.